Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the girls and guys of Motown from the 1960s. This half hour, the girls of Motown will feature Martha and the Mandelas, the Supremes, and the Marvelettes, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Inside. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memories with Martha and the Vandellas. That was Quicksand, and that reached number 8 from 1963. Before that, another song from 63, this one number 4 with Heatwave, and we started with Nowhere to Run, Martha and the Vandellas' tune that reached number 8 from 1965. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this half hour, we're featuring the girls of Motown from the 1960s. Three songs from three different artists. Well, coming up, the Supremes, the last number one song the Supremes ever had before Diana Ross's name came in front of the Supremes. The song is called The Happening. Well, The Happening established two firsts and a series of lasts for the Supremes. It was the first single to feature a fourth writing credit following the names of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland. It was also the first Supreme single to be the title tune of a motion picture. And as mentioned, it was the last single to feature the names of Supremes. It was the last of 10 number one singles written and produced by Holland, Dozier, and Holland. And it was the last number one single that Florence Ballard recorded before she was released from the Supremes. And now, here is The Happening.
with your requests. Motown Memories. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Without the love that once was mine, sometimes I
Diana Ross and the Supremes, that song was the most poorly charted song the group ever had and only reached number 30 in 1968, and it was called Some Things You Never Get Used To. Before that, a number 11 song with Nothing But Heartaches from 65, and we started with that number 1, The Happening by the Supremes from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the girls of Motown from the 1960s for this entire half hour. Well, coming up, the third artist we'll feature this half hour, the Marvelettes, and Please Mr. Postman. Well, Please Mr. Postman took longer to reach the number one position than any record that had come before, but it didn't matter to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records. It was the first number one single for the Detroit label and a sure sign to the world that Motown was here to stay. Well, the Beatles recorded Please Mr. Postman, and so did the Carpenters, who took the song to number one again in January of 1975. It was one of only 7 songs to be number one by different artists. Well, here are the Marvelettes, right here on Motown.
Mama!
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Marvelettes with Don't Mess With Bill. That song was written by Smokey Robinson, whose real first name was Bill, but it wasn't about him. That song reached number 7 from 1966. Before that, a great song by the Marvelettes, Too Many Fish in the Sea, number 25 from 1964. And we started with that first number 1 the Motown label ever had from 1961, Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes. Well, among Motown's female vocal groups, the Marvelettes were the only one whose early sound was pure girl group, girlish and sweet, as opposed to sophisticated like the Supremes, or soulful like Martha Reeves and the Vandellas that we heard earlier this half hour. The original Marvelettes were founded by Gladys Horton, a 15-year-old high school student who, together with 4 girlfriends from Inkster High School in Detroit, decided to enter a school talent contest. The acts who placed first through third were allowed to audition for Motown Talent Scouts. The Marvels, as they were called, came in fourth, though members have since claimed first. Well, nonetheless, they did audition for a Motown Scout, who advised them to develop original material, and so the song Please Mr. Postman was born. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and this entire hour, we've featured 3 girl groups from the 1960s. Well, coming up during the next half hour, 3 guy artists, right here on Motown Memories.